Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Quiet Reflections. I'm so glad that we've made it to episode number 6, and I'm so glad that I've built a community where so many of you have joined me on my podcast, as this is not just a podcast, but it's an entirely way of life where we discuss together on how to deep dive into self-growth and development and ensure personal success, either it's financial, professional, emotional, or physical. Today, I will be discussing with you something that is very dear to all of us, and we all know it's important, but not everybody is able to nail it, irrespective of whatever their reasons may be. I'm going to discuss with you something that has great power, has great presence. However, it's just not perceived well in today's world. You've got it right, our fashion. Our clothing. Think about it this way. When you enter a room or anywhere that you enter or make a presence, usually you're not talking to everybody there other than probably people that you say or you see them or you know them or you just pass by and wave a hello. But people see you, or like it or not, they are listening to you as they see you, your body language and how you present yourself. Now, definitely, I'm not talking about labels, brands, and specific tags. I'm not going to encourage you to buy a specific brand and ensure that you are aligned with their ideology. But fashion in general, as in what it is and how that affects us in our daily lives, it is unfortunate that we don't see many big nations that currently has major powers in so many capacities, either it's governmental or military or other parts of, you know, technology or science or art. But we don't see a lot of people focusing on how dressed they are. Imagine when you see an article about Jeff, the person behind Amazon, do you think he's wearing a turtleneck, a sleek jacket, and it's all by coincidence? Absolutely not. This is strategic, because dressing up, it's really important how you come across people, what you wear, and how you present yourself is how you see yourself and how you want your people to see you, how you want people to perceive you, and how you want these people to treat you, in what manner and how. Now, every influential person knows this. Every strong person knows this. And that's where the game plays so well. And that's exactly where they set up the tone, because they come out so powerful in their appearance that you mentally, not knowingly or intentionally or whatever you call it, you tend to believe in them when they sit on a podcast and tell you how they make it, how they are making it, and how they will continue to make it. Somehow your mind is functioned to believe in them because it's the power of how they present themselves. Now, cultures are usually represented with fashion. It's a clear mirror. Think about those beautifully elegant, gorgeous kimonos that come from Japan, or, you know, go back to 20s where vibrant fashion was a thing, and then 50s where rebellious leather jackets came into being. And then, you know, fast forward, if you come to Middle Eastern streets, sharp, tailored, amazing fabrics that we see with kunduras and abayas, these are all cultures that represent themselves. I mean, I was very intrigued when I was watching one of the documentaries on the beadwork of the Maasai warriors. The warriors had intense beadwork on their bodies. And the more beadwork they had was more, they were more conventional, or they were, I mean, how do I put it? The more beadwork they had on the body, the more strongly they were able to convince the opposition that he is a much stronger man. But the amount of work that's done on the body, to represent a warrior, it's insane. So it's the entire fashion that puts us together. It's the entire fashion that allows other cultures to understand who are we, how do we represent ourselves, and how do we identify ourselves. Fashion is not just a label. It's not a bigger brand that you have seen probably on TikTok or has become a trend and you just pick it up because it's just ideal for summers and it's ideal for winters. Yes, definitely fashion matters. I mean, I would not wear an all red to my office and I would not wear an all black to a dinner date. There is a fashion for everything, but I would definitely put a wardrobe together on how I see myself and how I want people to see me and how I want people to approach me. And that is where a lot of people set the tone right of where they see themselves in the future. Talk about fashion as one's personal growth, dressing up. I mean, in fashion comes a lot of items. It's your lifestyle and how you live, from the clothes that you wear, the accessories that you match in, the makeup that you do. How do you sit down? How do you talk? Everything is fashioned by the culture that you are coming from or the culture you're developing from. I mean, especially in Middle East, I mean, it's crazy to see the amount of people in a room, in an office, in a restaurant. We see so much of diversity here, and it's a lot easier to pretty much judge who's coming from where because we could actually see their fashion reflect on their bodies, and it just gets a lot easier to identify people as in who is who. Have you ever been on a hot stop, like you're in a traffic signal and then, you know, it turns red and you park there and you see a lot of people passing by, right, left, center. You see so many characters, you see so many colors and different designs. You could actually tell, you know, the person is probably working at a corporate office. The person is probably working at an agency. This person is probably just here to find themselves. This person is probably returning from a club, just woke up maybe. There's so much on the roads that we see. And where is that narrative coming from? It is drilling down on how people have presented themselves. Fashion is not just cultural symbolism. It's deeply personal. It is every single outfit that you put in, how it makes you feel. How do you see yourself in it? Have you ever prepared for a presentation or an interview and then you have looked for just the right outfit to ensure that you stand out? Because when you put that outfit, it just becomes your power pack. And suddenly you have this boost of confidence that you are prepared for what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You know how far you can go. And you know your value and you know how worth it you are, what's your worth and where do you stand and how competitive you are. You really define yourself with that outfit compared to a person. I mean, I clearly remember one time we were interviewing for a junior person in a corporate environment, although. And then I met this guy who comes in, great talent, knew so much about the Google AdWords and the double click and his experience with those bigger brands that he's done. But we were not able to hire the guy. We just couldn't, irrespective of the fact that there was insane talent available. We were not looking to groom someone. We were looking for someone that could actually present the brand. Someone who knows how a corporate environment evolves, especially when it's focused towards luxury and lives a very chic lifestyle. So I remember that, I mean, I did ask him and I did see his CV, but someone very senior than me told him that there's a way that you need to present yourself when you enter an interview, when you meet people. You need to be presentable. Understand who you are going to meet and what is expected of you, and that should reflect into who you are. And I know and I clearly understand and I do feel for people that say, oh yeah, I mean, it's easy for you to say this, but you need money to do that and you need so and so to do that. But I think when you are investing in fashion, it's always to think before you buy an item. You need to process colors. You need to know who you are, where you're going, and what lies ahead in life for you, where you're planning to proceed. And that's something, before you buy something and you invest your money on it, you have to be clear on. Fashion is clearly the face of success. And this is a reason why, like we just talked about Jeff, you know, and we see him dressed a certain way. Then we see a lot of other people from bigger brands that we hear so many times and so many channels. If you see even growing brands where people, we see a lot of entrepreneurs in the current world that are putting up so much effort into how they present themselves on a panel. Because like I said, how you present yourself is where your power becomes, is where you get your power of how you want to be perceived, how you want people to see you, how you want to be treated. And if you don't come across that powerful, it is impossible in the current times, in the current world, in current environment, to get to where you want to be, where you wish to be. Fashion definitely shapes your personal growth because you feel good about it. It's not for the big, rich, and influential. It's for everyone. It's for everyone, the one who's just taken a step and got just started, and the one who's already made it, and then looking into what is next for them. It is scary at all levels because growth is not easy. Processing growth is not easy. And when you have seen growth, it just gets even more scarier. It's really scary when you feel growth, when you see it, and when you're sitting there and you realize, I actually made it. That's me. I am the decision maker now. And then you do realize that a lot of that has come because how you present yourself. Social media, and right now you watching my podcast, a lot of that has to do with how me and many women out there and men out there who present themselves, who has the courage to come and sit in front of a camera. I tell you, it takes a lot of courage to be able to sit here and talk. Although you don't have the whole world watching you, but you know the whole world will eventually. It all starts from knowing how do you see yourself and how do you want people to see that in you. If it's power, if it's beauty, if it's your passion, it needs to reflect on your body. Because really, nobody's getting into your mind, into your brain. And your mind and your brain is not a visual, it's not visual enough for people to see where do you stand. There is no visual equivalent of your mind and your brain and how and your emotions. It has to come on your body to let people know what are their boundaries and how should you be approached. Before I close this, at the end, I would say it is the culture, the identity, and yes, it is a tool for personal and professional growth. And if, I mean, so many of the people I know and a lot of therapists that I know would treat people in depression, would usually recommend them to have a routine in place and ensure they invest time on themselves. So if you are going through that struggle of identity, and if you are going through the struggle of finding self-growth and professional growth and mental growth, I would highly recommend you to take some time, reflect on yourself, who you see yourself as, and how do you want people to perceive you. And that's an investment that must be made onto yourself. Remember that big people weren't born big. They had a process. And people who have made it clearly know the power of it. So when you see them out there, remember that they don't come out that dressed or good looking out of coincidence. It is completely, totally strategic. It is absolutely planned. It is completely, there is a team and people and the person themselves involved into planning how they want to present themselves. It is not just pick up an outfit and throw it on your body and yalla, let's go. So before I leave you today, I would like you to take some time and ensure and promise yourself the next time you step out, even if it's grocery, you do it the right way. You treat yourself better and the world will follow. Until then, stay stylish.